Hi, this is Bart Frazier, welcoming you to the Crittenden County Rocket Football Podcast for 2018. I am your candidate for Crittenden County Attorney this year. Take it away, Chris and Coach.
Good Monday. Welcome to the Rocket Monday Podcast. Coach Thompson and Coach Courtney are here, and we're going to talk a little bit about the game down at Fulton City on Friday, a 49-6 Rocket victory, the first win of the District Class A season. And then we'll probably touch a little bit on this Ballard game, but we will hit that in more detail on Thursday with the webcast. Coach Thompson, it's one of those games. You did what you had to do, took care of business.
Yes, sir. Our goal this week was obviously to go 1-0, just like any other week, but also at the same time go into it and come out hitting on all cylinders like what we call great teams do. I don't think that we did that. We did it better than we did against Webster, but I don't think we came out like we should have or could have against a team like this where you just know the outcome. So, you know, when you think as a coach, what can you do to get better after this Friday, that's one thing that we can improve upon. And all it is just making sure you're focused. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you know, the kids came out and they played and did a good job as far as executing the offense, defense, special teams, and it's a big win for us in the district.
And you've got Hunter Boone as your offensive player of the game, and you know, it could have very easily been Ethan Doss as well. Doss had the milestone, become the all-time leading receiver yardage-wise in school history. Broke a record that's, I know, near and dear to your heart. Your brother-in-law, T.K. Guest, held that record for many years.
Yeah. Well, you know, for me, it's exciting for Ethan to get that record.
Half the season to go.
Yeah, he still got a lot of games in him. And you know, you think back to his sophomore year, he goes down week five, I guess, or four against Webster County, breaks his collarbone and misses that whole season. Mm-hmm. In a year where he started off and had 200 yards at that point. He worked for it, he deserved it, and he'll continue to get better and improve upon that record, make it really hard for the next person coming along. Which, you know, it's funny, at my house, you know, Brittany did want TK's record broken. She just wants it broken by Avery.
And he very well could do that, unless he's running it all the time. And you can't throw it and catch it at the same time.
No, definitely not. But, you know, that's not going to happen, because Dossick went ahead and took care of it, and I'm happy he did that. But talk on Hunter, you know, Hunter came out and he's been a lot more efficient this year, and he showed that again in a game where it could have been sloppy, because there's no telling what Fulton City was doing defensively. It was just finding the open man and getting it to him, and he did that. So he kept the ball moving out of his hands and in the hands of the athletes and did it efficiently. So, player of the game.
Player of the game. And, you know, I will defend TK just a little bit. I think he did break his collarbone, too, at one point against Metcalf County. I don't know if he broke it or he did something, because I know that was a – in the history of Rocket football, it's the only play that Coach Narn's ever let me call. Because we were having trouble moving the ball, and I walked by Al, and I said, the middle screen's open. He looked at me kind of funny, and he called it, and that's when TK heard his collarbone. He said, you'll never get another opportunity like that again.
Well, had Sunday dinner this weekend with TK, and he counted seven games that he missed out on from his sophomore year to his senior year, so seven. We're still at Dawson's more, eight.
So you all were talking about this at Sunday dinner.
Oh, yes. I mean, TK still happens to be a very competitive guy. And just like any athlete, he loves him from TK. And so what he's done is he's made this personal. This is a Coach Thompson in TK battle now.
So y'all got to go one-on-one?
Yes. And for some odd reason, he wants everybody out in Rocket Nation to see this. So we're going to video it so y'all can see. And I think that Coach Thompson will win.
You know, it, when we talk about TK, it seems like yesterday to me, and TK was a great player. Of course, his legend has grown since then. But then to interview Ethan after the game for the video that I put online, and Ethan said, you know, I'm too young to remember TK. And I'm thinking, golly, man, where's time go?
Yeah, well, that would have been a good one for him to see, because TK was amazing on the field. And he's one of the most exciting players that I've ever seen in my eyes. You know,
and Ethan is, too.
Yeah, Ethan is, too. But that's, and I think that's what TK, and his head, he just wants to make sure that what he did is remembered. And
he'll always
try to tell him. It's remembered. We remember, buddy. We remember.
Well, I tell you my takeaway from this Fulton City game, as you say, this is one where there's really not any hype about what's going to happen, you know, the outcome of the game. But you go into it, you try to get nobody hurt, you try to take care of business, get over with it. Man, I'm telling you what, Coach Courtney's got this defense playing. The first 14 plays, they had one play that went for positive yards, and that was 2 yards. So they were negative 45 on their first 14 plays, Coach. Coach Courtney, I mean, what are you doing? Seeing these guys raw meat?
No.
Sean O'Leary's got to be eating raw meat before the game.
Yeah, Sean's really been having some big games. You know, he's a kid going in that we felt like could be a dominant player at the defensive end spot, especially what we do. And he's starting to buy into the technique stuff that we're doing, and I see him growing every week. He's got a lot of confidence, and he's becoming a man. Every play, he's back in the backfield, just disrupting it and usually making it, no matter if it's going to his side or the opposite side. He's got a lot of speed, a lot of explosion. He's doing a great job.
And he is. You're right. This is building upon itself. The more he does, the more confidence he gains, and he's just playing like a beast, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I can't say enough about him as far as even from week one to now.
Right.
I mean, he's looking different. And honestly, I still think technique-wise, if we can get him doing a couple more things, that you could see him grow more.
Yeah, you know, we thought we lost Adam Beaver, and we thought we lost our best defensive end we've had in a long time, but I'm telling you, Sean's come right in behind him. And Sean was a good player last year,
right?
But he's twice the player this year, I think, that he was.
He stepped in and filled Adam's role and did a great job. Adam was more of the technician guy, where Sean athletically could just do some things that you can't teach. And Sean still do that. I see some plays on film that I watch, and I'm like, man, I don't really teach that. That's just something that he can just naturally spin off the block and just make a lot of plays that you can't teach. And now getting technically more sound, you know, I think you see him become a next level player.
I haven't paid that much attention. Are you moving him around a little bit back on either side of the line? Or
no, he stays. He's always at the left end. But the thing with him is he gets to utilize the speed because they never know where he's going to go. He could go inside one gap. He could go outside one gap. He could go inside two gaps. You know, he's always moving. So it's not just like Sean's lining up here and he's going to go here. They always got it. He's always moving.
Yeah.
As an offensive guy, you know, you look at defenses on film each weekend and you try to game plan. Who do you have to take out of it? You know, like, for example, Union County, we had to take that linebacker out of the game. So we just let him go do what he does, and we took care of everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at our defense, we have multiple guys at every level that you have to game plan for. And I think that's what makes our defense so great. There's guys everywhere. You can't get away from what we do great because there's so many guys that can make plays. So as long as they continue to do what they're supposed to do, we'll continue to have success on that side of the ball.
Sure. You've got a nose guard that's getting he's in the backfield a lot.
Yeah.
You've got those linebackers that you never know where they're coming from. And oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'd hate to have to prepare for this Rocket defense,
man.
Me too. And I know that's something that, you know, a lot of times in the past we've been known as a hard-hitting football team. We've been known for our offense and different things, but generally it has not been our defense, but this year it's made a difference, I think, and obviously Gage has brought a lot to the defense this time. Coach Thompson, I know you harped on that a lot, but with his experience playing, you know, of course, played here, played collegiately 4 years, and then just what he's been able to bring makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. We're just lucky to have him. Happy he's back home. And I'm happy he loves Rocket football. Try to hold on to him.
Of course, Gage was a pretty bad player himself. I was watching some video back when he played this past weekend. Just happened to cross some of those games back in, I guess, 07, 08. And, man, I'm telling you, those were the days, weren't they? Y'all were pretty good defense back then.
Yeah, that was a fun time. Those were good days, yeah.
See, y'all remember that. I remember when they were little, and, you know, he used to hang out with AJ, so we'd get him at the park, and we had to bully him a little bit. So that's what I remember.
I don't remember that.
I remember when his name first came up in Little League football, and it was Gage, and we couldn't ever figure out how to spell that. Was it like 12 Gage, or was it G-A-G-E, or G-A-I-G? It didn't take long because his name was in the Little League stats every week.
Yeah, flying around making plays.
Yeah. And, of course, Jacob Courtney, too, his cousin was in on it as well. But Hey, great job by the defense again. You want to talk a little bit about Lathan? He was special teams player of the week, and Jake Gibson was a lineman of the week.
Lathan, like you mentioned earlier, he's just a bull down there making plays defense. And this week he's best teams player. That shows that he's more versatile. He blocks a punt and then scoops it and scores it all in one play. We're trying to figure out how many RBI stickers we got to get him just for one play. He's doing it. Did it all.
Goes down as a punt return.
Is that what it is?
Goes down as a punt return.
He has a punt return touchdown.
Yeah, Andy Taylor was
there
today.
He got out the door. Return the punt.
There you go. Yeah. Well, he's definitely special team.
For a touchdown.
For a touchdown.
And then Jake Gibson, lineman. You know, Jake is, with injuries, you know, Ian Ellington having to sit for some time with his knee, Jake has been the one to move inside and fill that role. So for him to be able to move in and us not miss a beat and play a position that he typically doesn't play, he's been the right tackle since I can remember. It was special to know that we have him that we can move anywhere. You know, he's even shown me in practice now he can snap the ball. So for him to be that guy that can just play all three positions on the line, and to go out and do that, you know, first game he didn't play tackle for us, you know, it was good. It was good for us to know that he can do that. So, player of the game, you know.
Jake Gibson, and Jake is one of, you told me, and other coaches, Coach Berry told me too early on that Jake is a lot like Ian has always been billed as this great technician and just really, but they say Jake is the same way. He's really smart.
Yeah. Jake knows what everybody's supposed to do and can help get everybody where they're supposed to be, but he's always in position. He's always in position to make the play. I'm not saying he makes every play. He's just always in position to make the play. So what he does is he accounts for what he may not be great at and makes sure that he positions himself in a position to be successful. Mm-hmm. So that you know, that's something that most kids don't have. You know, the ability to say, I'm not very good at this. What can I do to make sure that I have a chance?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the special talent in its own. And, you know, he's been consistent for us, and sometimes it's not recognized, but this week we're going to recognize that.
Yeah, great job all the way around down there this weekend. As I said, took care of what needed to be taken care of, got that win, got the points up early. And then a lot of these guys got in. You know, Maddox Carlson had some recovery. One of your other younger guys had a...
Lundy had a touchdown and a big tackle for loss.
And
another one I want to point out, Tucker Sharp. You know, he's been struggling a little bit, but, you know, you get out there on Friday night, get under the lights. He got his opportunity, and he comes off a block and absolutely kills the kid. And shows that, you know what? I can play football.
Yeah, Tucker's tough. He's a tough guy.
Yeah, he is.
Who was the other boy that had a fumble recovery? One of the younger guys had...
It was Colin Graham.
Colin Graham, yeah.
Colin Graham.
Yeah, I knew there was another
guy. Tucker, I thought Forrest
was
one of those.
Yeah, had a call fumble again. So, great opportunity to get those young guys in there and see them run the ball and make some plays on defense. And I know that's a good feeling. Shorten the quarters down there, the second half, only 8-minute run clock. So, didn't get a whole lot of playing time, but it is an opportunity see those guys on the field in the varsity game and to start working on their own records.
Yeah, definitely.
This week, of course, this is just Monday. I know you guys have spent the weekend looking at film and got to have a game plan for Ballard Memorial, the Cox boy and the other receiver they got. Can't think of his name right now, but Marinelli's quarterback. Bray, Hunter Bray, I think, is that a receiver. But not a bad football team. And I know... Last year we had trouble stopping them. This year, I suppose we got something for them, right?
Yeah, you know, you turn on the film and you see they're still an explosive offense. They may have not been successful this year as far as record goes, but at any time they get that offense clicking, they can put up a lot of points. So the task this week is to make sure they don't get clicking. So do things to disrupt what they want to do offensively. There's not much to what they do. They're just really good at what they do. So Coach Courtney's tasked with figuring it out and making sure that the defense is ready, and I know that he's definitely up for the task. As far as them defensively, I think they're the same as they have been. They still play a lot of man, and they like to have a 5-2 box kind of, but it looks a little bit different as far as they have those stand-ups now as opposed to defensive ends, so they'll split the difference between twos and threes. and give us different rushes as far as numbers go. But I look forward to this Friday. It's one that we said a year ago we couldn't wait till we get back to it, and we've been patiently waiting, and it's here now. So the excitement's here.
Yeah, it has circled on the calendar, and if the team beat us up here in a shootout. And Coach Courtney, I don't know, did you watch any football this weekend on TV, or did you get it all off the huddle?
Definitely most of it was on the huddle. I did get to catch a couple of games last night.
I hope it wasn't the Titans.
I actually had to miss the Titans game. It was a great game.
Good.
How many hours a weekend you spend going over this? Of course, Huddle is the new program where you do all your scouting reports and get all your opposing team footage. It's really made things a whole lot easier. Used to, you had to spend half a day going to retrieve a film somewhere and get back, and maybe it would be good, maybe it wouldn't, but the quality and the timeliness of all this now makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely does. I mean, we come in and Saturday morning, and it's ready to go with us, and it's easier to break down. You can get a lot of different things that you don't have to do on paper. Even though I'm old school, I still write everything down on the board, and I like to do everything by hand. But there are a lot of cool things you can do on that. It makes it a lot easier.
How many hours do you watch on the weekend?
It varies. I believe I started watching it after flag. Which one flag again? 11. I got home at 7 o'clock on Saturday, and I came back on Sunday and watched it, I think, for 3 more hours yesterday.
If I had to average him out, just watching from the outside, I'd put him in that 14-hour range every weekend at least.
It takes a lot of time. People don't realize that when that game's over on Friday night, the new week, the clock starts ticking right then.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we'll be out on the field checking scores and seeing what our next opponent did, you know. And, you know, once you get the win, once you've achieved your goal, the next one's up. So it is. The weekend is the busiest time for us as coaches. You know, during the week of practice, that's the easy part. Our kids are so good at just absorbing what we give them and making it work that if we put the time in on the weekend, the week is easy.
Working hard now, celebrating December, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's exactly what we want.
All right, coaches, appreciate it. Good luck this week.